Look out now. Lately, I've been working the phone bank for the folks who want to get Kameno a permanent library. The one we got was only a temporary one, and if we don't vote to buy ourselves a real space, we'll be forced to drive to Stamwatopoulos again for our book begging. Some of the folks I call just slam the phone down. Some say they don't need a library since they can Google everything they want these days, and some want to think about it a while. Most folks said they love libraries and would vote to tax themselves the cost of about one hardcover book a year for the next 10 years to have a nice one. I'm not there to advocate, just to take the pulse of the island. If the truth be told, the South End was the least likely to vote for a library. Sure, I could put on my sociology hat and posit some socioeconomic theorems, but let's face it. Us South Enders think we're so damn smart already we don't need a library. Why eat more vegetables if you're done with your second dessert? The plan that's going to be on the August 6th ballot is to buy the old Islander restaurant at Terry's Corner Commons, all 4,900 square feet, which is 3 times larger than the temporary one we're squashed into now. They'll close in the old veranda outside seat and remodel the kitchens, wire up for internet, and open up shop. Now, I'm all for this, but as usual, I got one itsy tiny suggestion. Wouldn't cost one extra dime, and it would garner some South End votes. Maybe even all the South End votes. It would help this library referendum pass overwhelmingly, in fact. That suggestion is this. Keep the bar that's there now in the far corner. Libraries in the cities have copy shops, hip, modern, now. Brings a caffeinated crowd in for some book browsing and internet surfing whilst they enjoy their mocha lattes. We would have the first and only library pub. Guaranteed to make the national news and doubly guaranteed to draw us South Enders in for an adult beverage while we're perusing the stacks. It's a win-win, pretty obviously, and I hope the Citizens Committee for a Kameno Library will consider it. Beer, burgundy, and books. Plus, with the South End's powerful thirst for knowledge and liquid enlightenment, the profits would pay off the building in 5 years instead of 10. Obviously, it's the right fiscal approach. Think about it is all I'm asking.
Look out now.